Hey, it's Thursday. I'm Matthew Alaria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. And Lord, we ask you today for revelation of your Word. We ask you today for grace and help to receive your Word, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Father, I release my faith today over everybody watching the broadcast. And Lord, I thank you for ministering to them in a great and in a mighty way by your Spirit through this broadcast. And Lord, I do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, this week on the broadcast and next week on the broadcast, we're doing a brand new series entitled A Strong Spirit. And we are learning about the importance of having a strong spirit. And then we're going to start learning about the things that you and I need to do to actually have a strong spirit in our lives. Now let's go back over to Proverbs chapter 18 and let's look there again at verse 14. It says, "The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear?" The Amplified Bible says, "The strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble, but a weak and broken spirit who can raise up or bear?" And so we kicked off the broadcast this week by telling you that as believers, if we're going to live effectively, if we're going to live prosperously, if we're going to live victoriously, our spirits must be strong. That as believers, we operate out of our spirit. We operate from our spirits. And if our spirits are weak, we won't be able to operate effectively, and we won't be able to operate in such a way that we can enjoy prosperity and victory over the enemy in our lives. And so we first have to acknowledge that we are spirit beings. We need to acknowledge that there are laws that govern strength for my spirit, things I can do that will cause my spirit to be strong. And then we got to gain knowledge of what those things are, what those laws are that will produce a strong spirit. And then we got to get involved in those laws. We got to practice those things that will give us strong spirits. And if we do that, we will have strong spirits. Now, on yesterday's broadcast, we began to introduce one of the big reasons why it is so important for you and I to have strong spirits. And we said the importance of having a strong spirit lies in this reality, that if your spirit is weak, you don't stand a chance in times of adversity. I want to say it to you again. If your spirit is weak, then you don't stand a chance in times of adversity. Let me read Proverbs 18:14 to you out of the Message Bible. It says this, "A healthy spirit conquers adversity." But what can you do when your spirit is crushed? A healthy spirit, you could say a strong spirit, conquers adversity. And so, friend, if your spirit's not strong, then you can't conquer adversity. You can't enjoy victory in a time of adversity. What happens when your spirit gets weak is that you will draw back. You will give in. You will give up. You will cave in to the pressure of the adversity. And if you do that, you're going to be defeated. You're going to lose. Hebrews 10, we looked at a verse yesterday that talked about people who drew back unto perdition. They drew back, and part of their drawing back was they were going to enjoy perdition. They were going to perish. They were going to be defeated. And the same thing is true for us. Anytime we give in, anytime we give up, anytime we cave in and begin to yield to the adversity and to the pressure of it, we are drawing back to a place of defeat. The way to win is that you and I have to persevere. We have to press on. We have to press through in times of adversity. And if we do that, then we can overcome the adversity. But the only way to be able to press on in a time of adversity is to have a strong spirit. If my spirit's not strong, then I will not be capable of persevering in times of adversity and enjoying victory. Now let's go to Hebrews chapter 12 and let's look at a verse over here talking about Jesus, talking about the Master. Hebrews chapter 12, and we're going to look there at verse 2. Hebrews 12 verse 2 says this, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Now the word endure means to not recede, to not flee, to have fortitude, and to persevere. And so in the work of the cross, Jesus did not recede. He did not flee. He didn't draw back. What did he do instead? He had fortitude and he persevered. It says he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Verse 3, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. Now, friend, you and I are supposed to be like the Master. We too are supposed to endure. We're not supposed to cower and cave under the pressure, but rather we are supposed to be strong and bear up under the pressure. And that is only possible if we are strong on the inside. How could Jesus endure the cross? How come he didn't draw back? How come he persevered? Because he was strong on the inside. And friend, you and I are supposed to be just like the Master. We too are supposed to be strong on the inside. And when we encounter adversity, which we will encounter it, you can't avoid all adversity in your life. And so when you encounter adversity, when I encounter adversity in my life, we are supposed to be like the Master. We are supposed to persevere. We are supposed to endure. And the only way to do that is to be strong in our inner man. And I like that verse because it tells us to consider him. Consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. And so considering him is supposed to inspire us and supposed to strengthen us to press on and not give in and not cave in and not give up. Consider him. Consider your Master, who, whatever your adversity is, he went through something that was a million times greater, and he didn't flee and he didn't draw back and he persevered. And so consider him and let that strengthen you and let that inspire you to say, hey, I'm going to be like the Master then. In my times of adversity, I'm not going to draw back. I'm not going to cave in. I'm not going to get weary and give up. I'm going to press on just like the Master did. Praise the Lord. You know, in Isaiah chapter 50, verse 7, it says this about Jesus. It said, for the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I shall not be confounded. Therefore, have I set my face like a flint. A flint's talking about a rock. I've set my face like a rock, and I know I will not be ashamed. The CEV says, so I refuse to give up. The easy-to-read version says, I will be strong. I will be strong. I refuse to give up. I set my face like a rock. In Isaiah 53, 12, in the Message Bible, it says that he looked death in the face and didn't flinch. Come on, friend, Jesus set his face like a rock. He made a decision that I'm not going to give up. I'm going to be strong. And this is what it takes to win. Friend, this is what it took for him to win. in his life. This is what it's going to take for you to win in your life. If you're battling anxiety today, if you're battling depression today, if you're in a battle where your health is concerned today, if you're in a financial struggle today, this is what it's going to take to win. You have to set your face like a rock. You have to choose to be strong. You have to refuse to give in. Come on, you have to stare that problem in the face and don't flinch. This is what it takes to win. The reason people lose is because they don't do this. They get under pressure. They're weak on the inside. And they give in. And they give up. And they yield to the unbelief. They yield to the sorrow. They start to feel sorry for themselves. They yield to the fear. They start to speak and spew unbelief out their mouth. That is how you lose. And the reason people do that is that they get weak on the inside. The reason Jesus didn't do that is because he was strong in his inner man. The reason you're not going to do that is because you're going to be strong on the inside. Come on, friends, say amen to that. Thank you, Lord. All victories are not instant. And no victories are without resistance from the enemy. I want to say it to you again. All victories are not instant. That's one reason you need to be strong, because victories don't just happen instantly and quickly all the time. Sometimes a long amount of time will lapse between the beginning of your battle and your victory actually showing up. And so you need to be strong, because all victories are not instant, and no victories in this life are without resistance from the enemy. And so you need to be strong. You have to be strong on the inside to persevere in pressure and get the victory. Let me say that to you again. You have to be strong on the inside to persevere in pressure and get the victory. Praise the Lord. Now, go with me to Philippians chapter 4. And I want to look there at verse 11. Philippians chapter 4. Now, here's the thing, friend. When you are strong on the inside, there's nothing you can't overcome. When you are receiving strength in your inner man from God, the strength of God, the strength from God, and you're receiving that in your inner man, there's nothing you can't overcome. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 11, the Apostle Paul said this. He said, not that I speak in respect of want. Now, studies tell us that the Apostle Paul was writing this from prison, and that's actually confirmed in the first chapter of Philippians when he talks about being in bonds. And he said, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I'm in, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, what is he saying? He said, I learned that no matter whatever is going on around me, I've learned how to be content in the middle of it. Now, the word content there means to be at peace and to be not disturbed in the present condition. To be at peace and to be not disturbed in the present condition. The ability to be content no matter what the circumstance is, friend, this is the definition of strength. And what the Apostle Paul is saying is, I know how to be content when I'm in jail, when I'm not in jail. I know how to be content when I have plenty, and I know how to be content when I don't have enough. What is he saying? He's saying the circumstances around me do not affect me. I've learned how to be content no matter whatever state I'm in. The circumstances around me do not affect me. And friend, this is the definition of strength. And that is why he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He was receiving the strength of God, and he was receiving strength from God, and that enabled him to be unaffected by the circumstances that were happening around him, by the things that were happening to him. And that is the definition of strength. And friend, when you and I are being strong, when we're receiving strength from God, when we're receiving the strength of God, there's nothing we can't overcome. And the stronger we are on the inside, the less affected we will be by what's happening to us on the outside. When he's saying, I've learned how to be content no matter what's happening to me, friend, you are talking about the definition of strength. I am unaffected by the circumstances that are surrounding me. I still have my peace. I still have my joy. In fact, let's go to Colossians chapter 1, verse 11. Colossians chapter 1, verse 11. And so when the circumstances around you don't affect you, that is a sign that you are strong. And the only way that the circumstances around you won't affect you is if you are strong on the inside. Colossians chapter 1, verse 11 says this, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. Strengthened with all might. That is strength from God. That's being strengthened by God with the strength of God in my inner man. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness. The Amplified Bible says, we pray that you may be invigorated and strengthened with all power according to the might of his glory to exercise every kind of endurance and patience and perseverance and forbearance with joy. And so you're going through something, but you still have your joy. That is a sign that you're strong. The ISV says you are being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you might patiently endure everything with joy. The Living Bible says we are praying too, that you be filled with his mighty, glorious strength, so that you can keep going no matter what happens, always full of the joy of the Lord. That's what the Apostle Paul was doing. That's what was happening in his life. He was saying, no matter what's happening around me, I've learned how to be content. I've learned how to maintain my peace and maintain my joy and not allow what's happening to me or what's happening around me to affect me. This is being strong. The voice translation of that verse says, strengthen them with your infinite power according to your glorious might, so that they will have everything they need to hold on and endure hardship patiently and joyfully. See, friend, this is what was happening with Jesus on the cross. This is what was happening with the Apostle Paul. They were being strengthened by God in their inner man to bear up against the adversity that they were facing, to such a place that what was happening to them, what was happening around them, did not affect them. They didn't lose their peace. They didn't lose their joy. And friend, we can receive that same strengthening, and that very same thing can happen to us. We can receive strength from God. We can receive the strength of God to the place that we are content no matter what's going on around us. See, when you're easily affected by little things or big things that are happening in your life, it's a sign of weakness. But when all hell is breaking loose in your life and you still got your peace and you still got your joy, that is a sign that you are strong on the inside. Praise the Lord. When you're strong on the inside, you are hardened to difficulties. And what that means is that difficulties don't affect you. You know what I'm going to do? I want to wrap up today's broadcast, and I want to pick up tomorrow's broadcast right where we were leaving off today, because we're out of time for today. But I want to pick up tomorrow's broadcast. We'll pick it up right here where we left off today's broadcast, being hardened to difficulties, being strong on the inside so that difficulties don't move me, so that difficulties don't affect me. But I want to leave you today with this, friend. When you and I, we have the potential to be strengthened by God in our inner man, the way Jesus was, the way Paul was. And when we are strong on the inside like that, there's nothing we can't overcome. There's nothing that we can't get through. And so let that be an encouragement to you today. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're in, there is strength available to you from God to bear up against that adversity and overcome it. You can be strong on the inside and enjoy victory over the adversity that you're facing. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we do thank you today that your strength is available to us, that we can be strengthened by your might in our inner man and be empowered and enabled to not cave in adversity, but to bear up against it and to enjoy victory over it. Father, we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now don't forget to come back tomorrow for Friday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. And we're going to pick up right where we left off on today's broadcast as we continue this powerful series entitled A Strong Spirit. We'll see you then.